الله أكبر، الله أكبر، الله أكبر، الله أكبر. أشهد أن لا إله إلا الله، أشهد أن لا إله إلا الله، أشهد أن محمد رسول الله، أشهد أن محمد رسول الله. حي على الصلاة، حي على الصلاة، حي على الفلاح، حي على الفلاح. الله أكبر، الله أكبر، لا إله إلا الله.
الحمد لله، الحمد لله حمدا كثيرا طيبا مباركا فيه، والصلاة والسلام على سيد الأنام سيدنا ونبينا محمد وعلى آله وأصحابه الكرام. بلغ الرسالة وأدى الأمانة ونصح الأمة وكشف الغمة وجاهد في الله حق جهاده، فصلاة الله وسلامه عليه وعلى آله وأصحابه وأهل بيته أجمعين. أما بعد، فإن أصدق الحديث كتاب الله، وإن خير الهدي هدي محمد صلى الله عليه وسلم، وإن شر الأمور محدثاتها، وكل محدثة بدعة، وكل بدعة ضلالة، وكل ضلالة في النار. All praise is for Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, our creator, the lord of the worlds, our master, and peace and blessings upon his prophets and messengers, the guides of humanity, all the prophets and messengers of Allah, from Adam alayhi salam to Nuh alayhi salam, Ibrahim alayhi salam, Musa alayhi salam, Isa alayhi salam, and the last and final prophet Muhammad salawatullahi wa salamu alayhi wa alayhi majma'in. May the peace and blessing of Allah be upon all of them, upon their families, upon their followers. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says in the Quran, ya ayyuhal ladhina amanu attaqullaha haqqa tuqatih wa la tamutunna illa wa antum muslimun. O you who believe, be mindful of Allah as you ought to be mindful of Him, and let not death come to you unless you have submitted yourself to Allah. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says in Surah Al-Hashr, the last ayat of Surah Al-Hashr, Ya ayyuhal ladhina amanu attaqullah wal tanzur nafsum ma qaddamat lighad وَاتَّقُوا اللَّهِ إِنَّ اللَّهَ خَبِيرٌ بِمَا تَعْمَلُونَ وَلَا تَكُونُوا كَالَّذِينَ نَسُوا اللَّهَ فَأَنْسَاهُمْ أَنْفُسَهُمْ أُولَئِكَ هُمُ الْفَاسِقُونَ لَا يَسْتَوِي أَصْحَابُ النَّارِ وَأَصْحَابُ الْجَنَّةِ أَصْحَابُ الْجَنَّةِ هُمُ الْفَائِزُونَ. And we read the other ayat inshallah afterward. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said, O you who believe, be mindful of Allah, and let every soul consider what it has sent forth for the morrow. Be mindful of Allah, for Allah is aware of whatever you do. and be not like those who forgot Allah. So he made them forget their own souls. It is they who are rebellious transgressors. Not equal are the inhabitants of the fire and the inhabitants of the garden. The inhabitants of the garden, they are the successful. وَلَا تَكُونُوا كَالَّذِينَ نَسُوا اللَّهَ فَأَنْسَاهُمْ أَنفُسَهُمْ. Be not like those who forgot Allah, and Allah made them to forget themselves. The Arabic word is nisyan, nasu, and ansa, forgot and made them forget. And nisyan in the Arabic language has two meanings. One is forgetting. You don't remember something, you forget. And the other is not paying attention, ignoring. So here it is in this context, it is in the meaning of ignoring, not paying attention. وَلَا تَكُونُوا كَالَّذِينَ نَسُوا اللَّهِ. Be not like those who do not pay attention to Allah, who ignore Allah. And Allah made them to ignore themselves. Now this ayah begins with يَا أَيُّهَا الَّذِينَ آمَنُوا. O you who believe. It is not said about those who do not believe. It is not said about those who are atheist. You know, people say sometimes that atheism is growing. And there are more people are becoming atheists. نَعُوذُ بِاللَّهِ مِنْ ذَلِكَ. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala save us from that. But still, even though atheism is growing, still there are a lot of people who are theists, who believe in God. I mean, some people give the estimate that about 25% of the people in America are atheists, but 75% believe. So you see the number, 75%. But how many people among those who believe, they pay attention to Allah? Yes, they say, I believe. But do they really pay attention to Allah? In their daily life, in their activities, in their relations with each other, do they really pay attention to Allah? Even Muslims, there are 2 billion Muslims in the world. How many of them really pay attention to Allah? Although they say we believe, we are believers, we believe in Allah. La ilaha illallah, Muhammadur Rasulullah. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is addressing those people, Ya ayyuhalladhina amanu, O you who believe. وَلَا تَكُونُوا كَالَّذِينَ نَسُوا اللَّهَ فَأَنْسَاهُمْ أَنفُسَهُمْ. Our ulama say that sometimes the Quran uses the word Ya ayyuhalladhina amanu addressing the people who are weak in their faith. Munafiqeen. So telling them, you are believers, you say you believe, why don't you believe properly? As Allah says in one place, Ya ayyuhalladhina amanu, aminu. O you who believe, believe. That means, O you who claim to believe, believe in the reality, in the real sense, you believe. So here Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is saying also, those who say that we believe, believe in the right way, don't forget. Don't forget Allah. And that's why immediately after that, you have the names of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala mentioned. In one ayah, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has mentioned, I'm sorry, not in one ayah, in three ayat, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has mentioned 70 names of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So Allah says, هو الله الذي لا إله إلا هو عالم الغيب والشهادة هو الرحمن الرحيم هو الله الذي لا إله إلا هو الملك القدوس السلام المؤمن المهيمن العزيز الجبار المتكبر سبحان الله عما يشركون هو الله الخالق البارئ المصور له الأسماء الحسنى يسبح له ما في السماوات والأرض وهو العزيز الحكيم. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is mentioning his beautiful names and mentioning, reminding that that is Allah. Because why people ignore Allah? People ignore Allah because they don't understand what Allah is. What is the reality of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala? And if you pay attention to the names of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, then you know, you cannot ignore. So that's why we are told these names. Understand these names. Pay attention to these names. هو الله الذي لا إله إلا هو عالم الغيب والشهادة. There is no God except Allah. He is Allah. There is no God other than Him. عالم الغيب والشهادة. He knows the unseen and the seen. هو الرحمن الرحيم. He is the most merciful, the most compassionate. هو الله الذي لا إله إلا هو الملك. He is the sovereign. He is the king, the ruler. Al-Quddus, the holy one. As-Salam, the peace. Muhaymin, the one who controls everything, the one who preserves everything. Al-Mutakabbir, the great. هو الله الخالق والبارئ والمصور له الأسماء والحسنى يسبح له ما في السماوات والأرض. His creator, his maker, his the fashioner. He has beautiful names. له ما في السماوات والأرض. Everything in the heaven and the earth belong to him. وهو العزيز الحكيم. And he is mighty, wise. Reflection on the names of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala make you understand the reality of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So reflect on the names and say these names. You know, one of the hadith says that if somebody says these three ayat in the morning, 30,000 angels will protect him. Because he will understand the names of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, the protection of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, the kingdom of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, the power of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is emphasizing this point. Because if you forget the names of Allah, you will not pay attention to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Reflect on these names. Reflect the glorious being. And these names are given to us for what? These names are given to us so that we relate to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. We establish our relationship with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So people ignore Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala because they don't know Allah. They don't realize who Allah is. That's why they do not pay attention to Him. The moment you realize who Allah is, you cannot ignore Him. You cannot say, I don't know. I don't pay attention. And then people don't pay attention to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala because they don't pay attention to His words. So that's why Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says in this same section, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, لو أنزلنا هذا القرآن على جبل لرأيته خاشعا متصدعا من خشية الله وتلك الأمثال نضربها للناس لعلهم يتفكرون. If we had revealed this Quran on a mountain, if we had sent down this Quran on a mountain, the mountain was broken asunder and humbled and broken asunder. And these examples are given to you, these parables are given to you so that you may reflect, you may understand. So ignoring Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is that you are not paying attention to the book of Allah. This mighty book, this great book, this blessed book, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has given you for your guidance so that you remember Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And also, you live your life according to the book of Allah. And there is another thing that makes people ignore Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and don't pay attention to Him. And that is, they do not pay attention to the day of judgment. That this life is temporary and it will come to an end. And we are going to stand before Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. As Allah says in the Quran in Surah Al-A'raf, Allah says, ونادى أصحاب النار أصحاب الجنة أن أفيضوا علينا من الماء ومما رزقكم الله قالوا إن الله حرمهما على الكافرين الذين اتخذوا دينهم لهوا ولعبا وغرتهم الحياة الدنيا فاليوم ننساهم كما نسوا لقاء يومهم هذا وما كانوا بآياتنا يجحدون. And the people of hell will call out to the people of the heaven, the people of paradise. And they will say, pour some water for us. أفيدوا علينا من الماء. Give us some water. Or something that Allah has given you. And they will say, إِنَّ اللَّهَ حَرَّمَهُمْ عَلَى الْكَافِرِينَ. Allah has forbidden both of them on the disbelievers. You will not get that. And who are those? Those who made their religion as a joke, love, walaib, as a play. Religion is not a serious thing. Don't take religion seriously. They take religion as just a play, as entertainment. Lahwan walaiban. وَغَرَّتْهُمُ الْحَيَاةُ الدُّنْيَا. And they are deceived by the life of this world, thinking that this life is forever. Then Allah says, فَالْيَوْمَ نَنْسَاهُمْ كَمَا نَسُوا لِقَاءَ يَوْمْهِمْ هَذَا. Today we'll forget them. Allah does not forget anything, but meaning here is we ignore them. We ignore their plea. They're asking, give us something. You did not listen. كَمَا نَسُوا لِقَاءَ يَوْمْهِمْ هَذَا. They forgot the day of meeting with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, the day of judgment. كَمَا نَسُوا لِقَاءَ يَوْمْهِمْ هَذَا. وَمَا كَانُوا بِآيَاتِنَا يَجْحَدُونَ. And they used to reject our signs, our ayat. So we have to ask ourselves this question. Are we remembering Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala? Or we are ignoring Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala? Are we remembering Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala only when we are in difficulty, in pain? When we are feeling that, oh, this trouble, this difficulty, this, that, then you remember Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. But when we are happy, we forget. We don't pay attention. A lot of people, when they are in trouble, they remember Allah. And when they are, as Quran says, they're traveling in the ocean and the waves come from all different sides, at that time they pray to Allah. If you save us, we will be good people. But when He saved them and they come to the land, dry land, they start doing all kind of things, forgetting Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So we have to ask ourselves, do we only remember Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala when I'm going through difficulty, some pain, some sickness, loss of job, loss of family, something? At that time, remember Allah. But otherwise, I don't. Na'udhu billahi min zalik. Second thing, you ask yourself, do you remember Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala when you are in the masjid? What about when you go and do a business outside in the school? When you are in the world, do you remember Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala? Do you pay attention to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala? And ask also that, do you remember Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala as creator, sustainer, and provider? You believe, yes, He is creator, He is provider, He is sustainer. But do not remember Him that He is commander, He is ruler, and He is a judge. There are many people who believe that God is a creator and God is the provider. Overall, God is that. But they don't pay attention that God gives the rules. God is the commander. Amir. وَلَّهُ الْخَلْقُ وَالْأَمْرُ. The creation belong to Him and the command belong to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So we have to ask ourselves, do we remember that? And do we remember that Allah is watching us? Allah knows everything that we do. Do we keep attention to that? Whether I am in open public or in private, Allah knows everything. Inna Allah latifun khabir. Allah is subtle, Allah is aware, everything. And ask ourselves, do we remember Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala as merciful, kind, forgiving? Or we also remember that Allah is shadeedul iqab, is Tawl. Allah is the judge. Allah is severe in punishment. Allah can punish. So many people, they say, God is merciful, kind. But there is no balance. You have to understand both aspects. The divine aspect of love as well as the divine aspect of his judgment. And these are the things, similar questions, that bring the life as a balanced life, as a good life. So when remembering Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala means remember that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is powerful, Allah is mighty, Allah is giver, Allah knows everything, and Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has given us certain rules for life. And these rules are for our own good. They will help us here in this world and in the hereafter. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala bless us and give us the awareness of remembering Allah and keeping Allah in our mind. وآخر دعوانا أن الحمد لله رب العالمين. الحمد لله الحمد لله نحمده ونستعينه ونستغفره ونؤمن به ونتوكل عليه. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala keep us always on the right path. Help us to remember Him. Do the zikr of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Zikr of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in our mind. Zikr of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala by our tongue. And zikr of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala by actions. Zikr in the mind, that keeping Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala always. Don't forget Allah. Zikr of Allah by the tongue. Say the azkar. Many azkar are given to us. Subhanallah, alhamdulillah, wa la ilaha illallah, wallahu akbar. La hawla wa la quwwata illa billah. All these azkar, they have great meanings. They have great significance. But zikr of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala through actions as well. Aqim as-salata li zikri. Pray for my zikr. Zikr of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala through prayers. Zikr Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala after the salat. فَإِذَا قُدِيَتِ الصَّلَاةُ فَانْتَشُوا فِي الْأَرْضِ وَابْتَغُوا وَاذْكُرُوا اللَّهَ وَاذْكُرُوا اللَّهَ كَثِيرًا. Remember Allah. You prayed already, but Allah said, now you do the zikr of Allah. That means do business in the zikr of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Don't forget Allah in your business. So zikr of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala always. It doesn't have to be only by the tongue. But by the tongue as well as by action, doing what is pleasing to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, that's the zikr of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So may Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala give us the tawfiq of zikr. And the more zikr you do, the more you are with Allah. Allah says in the hadith of the Prophet ﷺ, in the hadith of Qudsi, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, I am with my servant when he remembers me, when he does my zikr. And his lips move by my name. I am with him. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will be with us and help us and support us and keep us on the right path. Inshallah, we'll be praying for some people who are passed away. They are 3 adults and 1 baby. La hawla wa la quwwata illa billah. May Allah bless them. May Allah give them the place in Jannah. May give patience to their families. Please make dua for the health of Brother Lahwari Siba, Brother Muhammad Rafi, Brother Haitham Bundakchi, Sister Mehreena Chaudhary, Brother Numan Shaykh, Baby Harun Muhammad, Brother Naqshuddin Momand, Brother Dawood Shah, and Brother Rafat Iqbal. Allahumma shfihim ya Allah. Allahumma shfi anta shafi la shafi illa anta shifa'an la yughadiru saqma. And also make dua maghfirah for several people who passed away during the week. Brother Eugene Kemper, Brother Zaid Abdul Muhaymin, Sister Ruqayya Kabir, Brother Hadi Dayaldeen, Brother Zainuddin Al Abidin, Sister Maureen Ahmed, Sister Salma Rashid Khan, Brother Udella Connor, Brother Stanley Shelley, Brother Yusuf Tamimi, Brother Mamdu Baldi, Brother Muhammad Ismail Hussein, he died today in Bangladesh, and Brother Muhammad Hashir Farooqi, editor of Impact magazine in London, a brother who has done a lot of good work and for a long time. May Allah bless all these people and give them the place in Jannah. Allahumma aghfir lahum warhamhum wa'afihim wa'fu anhum. Allahumma akrim nuzulahum wassi' mudkhalahum. Allahumma aghfir khatayahum bil ma'i as-salj wal barad. Allahumma naqqihim min az-zunubi wal khataya kama yunqqa thawb al-abyad min ad-danas. Allahumma jazihim bil ihsan ihsana wa bis sayyiati 'afwan minka wa ghufrana. Ibadallah, rahimakumullah. Inna as-salata tanha 'anil fahsha'i wal munkar. Wala dhikrullahi akbar fa aqimu as-salah. Before that, we'll be inshallah praying Salatul Janaza for Jeffrey Colburn and Sister Yasmin Majid and baby Abdullah Hassan. The third name I have not received yet, so I'll get it inshallah. Aqimu as-salah.
Allahu Akbar, Allahu Akbar, Allahu Akbar, Allahu Akbar. أشهد أن لا إله إلا الله أشهد أن لا إله إلا الله أشهد أن محمد رسول الله أشهد أن محمد رسول الله حي على الصلاة حي على الصلاة حي على الفلاح حي على الفلاح قد قامت الصلاة قد قامت الصلاة الله أكبر الله أكبر لا إله إلا الله
استووا واستقيموا please make a straight lines be close to each other الله أكبر الحمد لله رب العالمين الرحمن الرحيم مالك يوم الدين إياك نعبد وإياك نستعين اهدنا الصراط المستقيم صراط الذين أنعمت عليهم غير المغضوب عليهم ولا الضالين يا أيها الذين آمنوا اتقوا الله ولتنظر نفس ما قدمت لغد واتقوا الله إن الله خبير بما تعملون ولا تكونوا كالذين نسوا الله فأنساهم أنفسهم أولئك هم الفاسقون لا يستوي أصحاب النار وأصحاب الجنة أصحاب الجنة هم الفائزون لو أنزلنا هذا القرآن على جبل لرأيته خاشعا متصدعا من خشية الله وتلك الأمثال نضربها للناس لعلهم يتفكرون الله أكبر سمع الله لمن حمده الله أكبر الله أكبر الله أكبر الله أكبر الحمد لله رب العالمين الرحمن الرحيم مالك يوم الدين إياك نعبد وإياك نستعين اهدنا الصراط المستقيم صراط الذين أنعمت عليهم غير المغضوب عليهم ولا الضالين. هو الله الذي لا إله إلا هو عالم الغيب والشهادة هو الرحمن الرحيم. هو الله الذي لا إله إلا هو الملك القدوس السلام المؤمن المهيمن العزيز الجبار المتكبر سبحان الله عما يشركون. هو الله الخالق البارئ المصور له الأسماء الحسنى يسبح له ما في السماوات والأرض وهو العزيز الحكيم. الله أكبر. سمع الله لمن حمده. الله أكبر. الله أكبر. الله أكبر. الله أكبر. السلام عليكم ورحمة الله. السلام عليكم ورحمة الله. إن شاء الله بالحب صلاة الجنازة والبرادر جيفري كولبورن. May Allah سبحانه وتعالى bless him and give patience to his family, condolences to his parents, wife, Sister Alia, and Feroz family, and their relatives and friends. Also, Sister Yasmin Majid, part of our community here. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala bless her, give her the place in Jannah. Condolences to Brother Mahmoud Majid, and the sons Bilal, Usman, and Umar. May Allah give you patience. May Allah give you patience. The baby is Abdullah Hassan, and our condolences to his parents, Muhammad Hassan, and mother, Sister Khawla Khawaja. May Allah bless her.
Who is the fourth one? Mahmoud? Dawood. Mohammed Uribalde.
Yes, Mohammed Uribalde. May Allah bless him. So his body is here. No? I mentioned that among the people who passed away. Okay, Mamadou Balde, may Allah bless him. So we'll have three adults and one baby. And we're praying together for all these people. And it can be done. So it's permissible to do that. So we'll pray, first rak'ah, I mean first we say takbir, Allahu Akbar, hold your hands, recite, Subhanaka Allahumma wa bihamdik, wa tabarak asmak, wa ta'ala jadduk, wa jalla sana'uk, wa la ilaha ghayruk. And some people add Surah Al-Fatiha, you can say Surah Al-Fatiha. Then second takbir, after that recite Allahumma salli ala Muhammad, Allahumma barik ala Muhammad. And then third takbir, after that you recite dua, which is Allahumma aghfir li hayyina wa mayyitina wa shahidina wa ghaibina. Or you say Allahumma aghfir lahum warhamhum. There are three people, so you say Allahumma aghfir lahum warhamhum. And the baby, اللهم اجعله لنا فرطا واجعله لنا اجرا وزخرا واجعله